What is up, gangsters? That is Edward over there.
And that is Reno, and welcome back to the suggestion box.
Now, let's all just know that I said gangsters and I didn't use the R, which makes me even cooler.
A respect thing.
It's a respect thing, and I respect all our listeners. Unless you use the hard R, then I hope you step on a Lego.
Lego. Yes. Not a Lego. Lego
What
my
did
ego.
I say?
Leg, like A L A
Lego.
G, like lag, but with like a long
Lego.
A.
Lego. Lego. I didn't realize that. Yeah, you're right. I didn't realize I said that.
It
God, I'm an idiot.
happens. It happens.
Dude, real gangsters pronounce. Oh, I apologize. Real gangsters pronounce it Lego. Because it's like Lego. And then it goes Apple Bottom.
That's a
Genius.
completely different.
Oh, what am I thinking of? Why are you
In
looking at
word in
mine?
paradise.
No.
Yes.
That's not what I'm thinking of. You're wrong.
I don't think I am.
Yellow Lamborghini, yellow top missing. These ladies love me. I got my cool J. Yeah, it's not the same song.
I'm pretty sure it's the same song.
No, it's not. It's not the same song. And no, the one I'm singing is Chris Brown.
I don't think so, but that's all right.
Because
That's a conversation for another day, because honestly, I don't
it's
know.
just because you're a gangster, dude. You're not a gangster. You don't freaking know, dude. Such a dweeb.
What'd you do this weekend, man?
Gangsta shit. You know what I did this weekend? I robbed a bank, man. I partook in a drive-by, sold cocaine to minors, but jokes on them, wasn't cocaine, it was just a bunch of salt.
Sugar. They're
Can you
really
imagine?
confused.
I always thought about in high school being a drug dealer, but then I was like, not in high school, I'm sorry, in college, but I was always too lame. Like I'd be the nerdiest fucking drug dealer. Hey man, and I was like so nervous, like, hey, you want some drugs or something? It's cool if not. You know what? Forget I even ask. Don't even worry about it.
Do you want some of that good?
You want some of that gas? I hear it's pretty loud. Just emphasize the D. It's
That's
pretty loud.
loud.
Yeah. Loud. I don't know if you ever bought weed before, but I
I
bought
have
weed
not. I have
many
not.
times. And when I bought weed, I had to learn how to hide the dollar bill in my hand because I saw in the movies that's how they did it. So like you put the dollar bill in your hand, you shake the hand to transfer the funds the old American way. And so I did it like the first time. So I spent like a week practicing it. And I was like, dude, what up, brother? And like I'll do it myself or whatever. And like the end of the week, I was like, all right, I'm gonna go buy weed. I'm gonna do it. So I go do it and I do that and it like falls. And the drug dealer's like, what the fuck? Like, I was trying to, pay you. It's like, then just give me the money. There's no one around.
We don't condone drugs on our podcast, so just keep that in mind.
Unless you buy it in a really cool way. If you don't buy it in that way, then you're not a gangster. You're just a gangster.
You have to buy it with the dap.
He
The
was
only
like, he was
way.
like, he was like, why are you dapping me like that, man? We're inside my house. There's no one else here. And I was like, that's fair. I didn't think about it. Sorry, Mr. Drug Dealer, sir. Sorry, I apologize, Mr. Drug Dealer, sir.
Sorry, Mr. Double D. I didn't mean to do
Don't think I want to call anyone to Mr. Double D. It sounds inappropriate.
inappropriate, but it also sounds like a principal on like a cartoon show.
If I sold cocaine, would you still be my friend?
Would I have to know about it?
Because I want to have like a pet hyena on a leash. And be like, how do you afford the giraffe in the backyard? Also, how do you afford a house with a backyard? Like, oh, all the. And I'd be like, all the coke I bought. I mean,
Wait,
I
so
sold.
if you have a house with a backyard, does that mean you sell cocaine?
If you live in Dallas, Texas,
Okay, I was about to say,
and you don't
there's
have
something
like.
I is there something that
And
I should know about myself?
then, you live where I live, man. Everything's so fucking expensive.
Yeah.
But so everyone sells drugs. It's kind of the norm here. I walked past this older couple. They're like in their 60s. And I swear to God, they're selling Quaaludes in the retirement home.
Ralph, sir.
Ralph.
Good, good.
Ralph, would you like some fentanyl? I just want to go to a retirement home and see how many people buy weed off me. I don't want to be an actual, and I'll give them a discount. I'll give them such a discount just because I want to see a whole retirement home high as fuck. Can you imagine all the Depends are going through? They just added fucking banana pudding tapioca because they keep munching through it all. They have some old people thoughts. It's like, what if JFK was never shot?
Well, there's people that don't need drugs to think that.
I saw a TikTok video. Of this guy. I don't know why I say TikTok video like I'm old. Maybe I belong in the retirement home. I saw a TikTok of this guy. He was at a MAGA rally. And he was wearing JFK's our president. And so the guy was like, what are you doing here? He's like, supporting our president. Oh, so you're a MAGA supporter. You believe in you support Donald Trump. And they're like, no, Donald Trump's not a real president. He's like, oh, so you're supporting Joe Biden. No. I'm like that guy either. It's like, oh. It's like, do you not read my shirt? He's like, I did, but he's dead. He's like, no, he's not. That's what they want you to believe. He said that he's been running our country since day one. So you heard it here first.
That's what drugs will do to you, kids.
Now, this guy was a sober old dude. He looked like he wore a tinfoil hat under his regular hat.
And that's what they want you to think.
You mean the man? They want you to think that JFK died, dude?
Yeah.
Also, one of my favorite conspiracy theories is that JFK was assassinated by the government because he was going to disclose a lot of the secrets. And by conspiracy theory I've heard, I mean the conspiracy theory that I made up and I totally buy.
Yeah, I mean, Epstein did not kill himself, is the word on the streets.
And I don't have anything else to add to that. I think Epstein, I think he was just going to disclose. I think there's a lot of shit that was about to happen. I was actually excited when all that stuff broke loose. I was like, dude, what if we learn about, you remember when UFOs came out as, what they were disclaimed as true? Do you remember that? And we all glossed over it?
Aliens.
I like the jazz hands. I know what you're trying to do, but it looked like jazz. You remember when they were like, yeah, there's been some UFOs. The government's like, yeah, man, there's some.
Yeah, they exist.
Yeah, man. And we were all like, no, we're watching Tiger King. Shut up.
Yeah, you see the gloss over that fact.
Because Tiger King was out, dude. No one cared.
Oh, man.
Like, sure, aliens exist, but Joe Exotic's selling personalized condoms. So who gives a shit? I saw a tiger and the tiger saw a man. I'm going to get that tattooed on my chest.
It's just right across the chest.
Right across it, man. And it's going to be filled in with tiger stripes.
Do anything fun over the snowstorm we got this weekend?
I worked during a snowstorm. And I don't fuck with the cold, at all.
I get it.
But so Saturday went out to a country bar. Which, you know me, I'm not country, at all. But my friends wanted me to go, so I went. It's in, downtown Dallas, maybe. I don't know. Somewhere in Dallas. I just follow my GPS. But so I go, and I actually liked it, two-stepping. I like to think I'm decent. I'm not great, mostly because of my skin color. But so I was dancing with my friend, and she was very wasted. And it was less dancing, more, holding on to a toddler while she's trying to run away. And two-stepping is left foot, left foot, right foot, right? So it's one, one, two, right?
Yeah.
She was playing full-on hopscotch. She was jumping with both feet, and she was just like, she would hold on to me, and she would... And I was like, Grace, you can't. And then she would like try to force the dip, you know? You know what I'm saying? Like the dip.
Yeah. No, I got you, though.
You're trying to force. And I was like, you got to tell me when you do that. Because technically, I'm supposed to lead it into, but if you're just going to do it willy-nilly, you're going to fall and break your head. So I had to catch like 15 times. And like the last time we did, I physically picked her up and took her to her table. We're hanging out here. And you're just going to chill. And I'm going to chill. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to get me another drink because I need one after that.
Too much. Too much near life or near death experiences.
Of hers. I was worried that was going to be blamed for manslaughter. And then.
Hey, woman slaughter.
Dude, you're right. What a fucking misogynist asshole I am, man.
Come on, man. Get it together.
I need to get it together. And then later that night, so they're playing live music and it was like cover band. They have like a few different artists and they switch out. Which is
totally your thing.
What?
Live bands. You just love live music.
I don't. No. I do like live music. I know you're being sarcastic. I do like live music. I just don't like it when I'm like at a restaurant trying to eat with my friend or like I'm on a date or something because I can't hear our conversation. So I'm like, what? What are they selling? Chocolate? So, but like if it's like a bunch of us going out, that's a different story because I don't care what people are saying. We're just being idiots. So they're like, there's a stage. And then in front of the stage is a really long, narrow table where people put drinks at, stand up and hang out. Well, a bunch of girls just started jumping on it and dancing. Ah. And the female singer artist, she joined us or joined them. And then my friends, they were like, let's go. So I helped both of them up. And then one of them, she was like, hey, come up here. It's like, no, I don't want to be kicked out. Because one thing when you're an attractive woman, it's another thing when you're a scrawny brown boy. You're like, hey, who let this prepubescent toddler on this fucking table? Get down here. And but no. So I went up there and we're dancing with the singer and everything. That was so fun. Then we were all kicked off of it. But yeah, the coolest part was in the beginning. So I still have my Oklahoma license. My friend Grace, who I want to pick her up, she has her Alabama license. I walked in and he was like, he just saw our out of state licenses. And he was like, is this your guys' first time? And I said, yes, like a liar. And he was like, well, just go over to that door and tell Derek sent you and you'll go in for free. I was like, hell yeah. Don't let your parents lie to you. Lying is good. Lie and sell coke and buy a coke in a cool way and say gangsta and not gangsta. We should do like speeches to high schools.
I don't like that you came up with that after saying we should sell coke or do sell coke and lie to your parents.
I'm a 3-time college dropout. You think I should go do like a college graduation?
Repeat, baby.
3-peat. Go. Hey, a lot of you, I'm looking around. I see a lot of future doctors. See a lot of future lawyers. So to those people, this speech doesn't matter to you. Because whatever I say,
not for you.
Whatever I say in the next 20 seconds does not affect your life whatsoever. The rest of you guys, you guys are going to try college. But after 2 weeks, you're going to start Twitch streaming.
We're doing a podcast with your friends.
Shut up.
And here we are.
Here we are. I'm not depressed. You're depressed. That was my weekend. Sunday, I didn't really do anything. I had a couple meetings. Yeah, because I'm freaking cool and popular. And then didn't work today. You do anything? You hung out with your girlfriend, right?
Yeah, my girlfriend came down to the house.
Girls.
She came down Tuesday because her school got canceled. All like Tuesday night, it got canceled for Wednesday through Friday. So she came down and then every night we got canceled. So then the storm came in. We didn't do anything. We didn't do anything Wednesday or Thursday. We just sat at the house. Did absolutely nothing.
Like, she was in Tulsa, right?
Yeah.
She they got a, an apartment or a house?
House.
That's an adult relationship when both people live in a home by themselves.
It's definitely, yeah, it's something. No,
the last girl I dated says she still has a membership at Chuck E. Cheese, so.
That could be taken so many different ways.
Not the predatorial way, but.
But no, it was good. We didn't do anything Wednesday, Thursday. We just sat at the house. On Thursday, she binge watched the entire second season of Sweet Magnolias.
I don't know what that is.
It's a show on Netflix. And you know how it is, like when you're like not, you haven't actually watched a show, but it sounds like, because she was sitting there watching it. I was sitting in my recliner. She was in the recliner next to me on her iPad, and I was playing video games or whatever, and like I could hear what was going on and it sounded interesting, so I just kept asking her questions, and she'd like sigh, pause it and like look over and explain what's going on in like the most unproblematic way possible, because she doesn't hate me, so it's like, but it sounded like decently interesting TV show. I might have to check out the first season because I heard bits and pieces of the second season.
So why didn't you watch it?
Because I hadn't watched the first season. And she was watching the second season, had no context.
You're just a lazy sucker, dude.
Yeah, but also I didn't watch also like the first six episodes because she just laid in bed and watched it, which I can't blame her. I would have done the same thing. It was, I'm telling you, didn't do anything. She made tacos that were phenomenal.
Okay.
And then we had the breakfast of champions. We had mac and cheese and chicken nuggets. It was a glorious night.
Mac and cheese and chicken nuggets, dude.
Yes, sir. Cheap. Easy. Because I already had the mac and cheese. It was a win-win.
What a wild breakfast, man.
No, that was dinner of champions. Did I say breakfast of champions?
Maybe. I don't know. Oh. I think you did, though. Idiot.
No, that was dinner. That was dinner.
Oh, that's different. Yeah. I eat at Chipotle way too much.
I think I've been to Chipotle like three times in my life.
I love Chipotle for no reason. They're not even that good, but I love it. I think it's because of the convenience, and it's right by my apartment.
Yeah. Speaking of convenience, I was going to go get the China buffet today in Ada, but it was closed. I was so mad.
There's a China buffet here, and I went to it, and it was so fancy. And then you go to the food, like the restaurant was really nice. Like, it was really nice. Then you go to like the little food buffet. And it was the same exact food from Ada.
Well, yeah, I mean.
And I was like, oh.
It's a China buffet. Like they serve the same stuff everywhere you go.
I ate it. I was like, this sucks. It's not good.
So China buffets are definitely made for you to eat as much as you possibly can and then clear out your bowels. Like, those are the options for you.
Those aren't options. Those are what happened. That's the step by step. Those aren't options, man. You just mapped out the pamphlet for joining the Chinese buffet. You eat as much as you can, and then you sit on the throne until a new king arrives. And that's what happened.
And oh, man. That's the new king arrives.
Doug.
Go ahead.
I was talking.
My bad.
I was giving you a hard time. I literally wasn't saying anything. You're good.
Okay. I got a game for you.
I'm ready.
So this game is Name the Real Band. So I'm going to give you four band names. One is the real band, obviously. The other three are not. If you get, I got five options. If you get three of the five, you win. If you don't, I win. The loser has to do a dramatic reading of the clean version of WAP, the first verse. And I sent you over the script. So yeah, I got five of them.
Weird. You sent me the explicit version of the WAP. Weird.
Dang, that's tough. Dang. The first one I think is a little easy, but then they get more difficult as they go on. So
are you gonna give me like a description or something?
Description of
like what kind of music it is.
Oh, okay. Maybe so, no, because I forgot to write that down. I had it down and then I
one dang job. All right, let's do it.
But I could
just go off the top of your head. You know music.
I can make it work. Okay, so the first question is, you have four options. So this band is kind of an alternative band, older. You have.
Can I ask you a question?
You can. I might not have an answer.
What does alternative mean? What is that?
I don't even know how to explain alternative music.
I don't know what that is. I hear it. What is alternative? What is it? What is
I think Wordle? It's like.
What is mid? What are these things people say?
I think alternative is like, it's an alternative to like the common, like popular rock. I don't know. I just made
Spanish it up. Music is alternative then, because that's alternate of common, because it's not the.
I mean, it's still, it's rock music, but it's like not mainstream rock music. It's different, but I don't know. I made that up the top of my head. I don't know what alternative stands for. There's a beautiful thing called Google.
Okay. I didn't mean to interrupt. All right, go ahead. Carry on. Name your four.
Alternative. I'm looking it up now because I'm kind of curious.
They hear that and they're like, I just love alternative music. And that's awesome. Like, if you
alternative rock is a category of rock music that emerged from the independent music underground of the 1970s and became wildly popular in the 1990s. Alternative refers to the generations or the genre's distinction from mainstream or commercial rock or pop. Hey, I was right.
That is non-mainstream rock.
Yes.
So, okay. Here's my question. What the hell is that? Because then it's just rock music by someone on SoundCloud.
Okay, so this band is definitely not alternative. They're just a rock group.
So you're a liar.
Okay, so A, Throwing for Pho.
I love that name. I don't even know.
B, Bowling for Soup. C, Tripping for Steak. Or D, Jumping for Jelly.
I think I know this one. But I do want to say Jumping for Jelly is my favorite name out of those four.
Good.
Because I love jelly. I'd jump for it. Hey, Reno, you want this jelly? Yeah. What do I got to do for it? Yeah. A little jumpy jump.
Jump, jump, done. Jump, jump around. Jump, 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 jump. Yeah.
And you know what? I would do it. But I think it's Bowling for Soup. I'm not Bowling for Soup. What is it? The soup one. What's the soup one?
Bowling for Soup.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
Okay. So your final answer?
My final answer, Mr. Trebek, Bowling for Soup. You're right. Rest in peace to the goat.
That is correct. Bowling for Soup has its origins in Wichita Falls, Texas, where Jarrett Reddick and other members of the band grew up. They came together in 1994, taking their name from a Steve Martin comedy routine about a game show called Bowling for Shit. However, they were fearing a serious beatdown from their grandmas if they saw the flyer with that name on it, so they changed a few letters and came up with Bowling for Soup.
Shout out to Wichita Falls. My friend Maisie is either from there or hates that place. I don't know, something. But shout out to that place. Also, Bowling for Shit's a terrible name.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like Bowling for Soup is definitely a better name. All right. 1-0 Reno. So the next one, they are an indie hardcore dance punk band from London, England. Okay, is it A, Test Ickles, B,
that's the single dumbest name I've heard in my
life. B, Another Mild Dream, C, Kicking Twins, or D, Rage Against the Teddy Bear?
And what is this type of music? It's
indie music. Hardcore dance punk.
What are these genres, man? I don't understand this.
This is what I took off of Google.
Indie hardcore. I'm not blaming you. I'm not blaming you. Indie hardcore jazz rock.
Dance punk.
Dance punk. Indie hardcore dance punk.
You want me to read you the options again?
Yes, please.
A, testicles.
Not that one.
B, another mild dream.
I hate that name.
C, kicking twins. Like or D, rage against the teddy bear.
Let's go kicking twins, because I think that's a cool ass name. That's a cool name. I like that. The kicking twins.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
The correct option is A, test ickles.
I'm gonna shoot myself. This is where I die. This is the end of this podcast forever.
That's so the dumbest name. Were a band from London, England, primarily influenced by indie hardcore and dance punk, but containing musical elements from a variety of genres. According to the label, the name Testicles is derived not from the word testicles, but rather from an alleged practice of early man of testing icicles for strength and fitness for use as weapons. But that's extremely debatable. Because
icicles to work out?
Because considering the fact that earlier band member feature of Testicles named was Balls. So,
yeah. And on the drums, Balls.
Balls McGee on the drums.
Balls McGee, dude.
Yeah, Testicles is the band.
All right, Riddle Me an Idiot, apparently. I don't know what music.
So,
3 out of 5?
Yes. The next one is a band that is a punk band. We'll just say punk band. Leave it at that. So, is it A, Chupacabra? B, Wumbo Jumbo? C, Chumbawamba? Or D, Avada Kedavra?
How the fuck am I supposed to know this, dude? What the heck is this? This is the stupidest fucking game because I don't know anything. All right. So it's a punk rock band. And you said Chupacabra, Jumbo Wumbo.
Wumbo Jumbo. Very important.
Wumbo Jumbo. What was the last two?
C is Chumbawamba. And D is Avada Kedavra.
Not Avada Kedavra. Why not a punk? Punk. When I think of punk, I think of like in your face, heavy eyeliner, father issues. Avada Kedavra. That's the killing curse in Harry Potter. Maybe. What year was this band around?
They were in the 90s.
When was Harry Potter out? In the 80s? The books? 2000s. Oh, the books?
2000s when the first movie came out, I believe.
Maybe it's not Avada Kedavra. Chumbawamba. I don't know what the other one was.
The first one was Chupacabra. And the second one was Wumbo Jumbo.
I'm going to go Chupacabra. Chupacabra. Sounds funky.
Chupacabra. Final answer?
Chupacabra. Yes.
Incorrect.
Fucking shit.
It is the band Chumbawamba. They're known for one song.
What is it?
I get knocked down and I get up again. You're never going to get me down.
I get knocked down.
I know for that song, but we can't say anymore.
A stupid name. A stupid name. That's not punk. Is that punk? Do I not know what things are? I didn't know what alternate. I'm an idiot, dude. I don't know anything about music. All right. You picked like the worst field for me.
Yeah. The next one, like these are pretty difficult. So like if you get one of the next two, I will consider you winning.
That's so sweet of you. I'll take that. I'll swallow my pride.
Because these, they're a little tough.
Let's do it.
All right. So the fourth one is, I didn't get where they're or what they like their genre. I forgot to do that. So they're from 2005. Okay. And you have to listen very carefully. Okay. So is it A, Oh my, oh my. Is it B? Oh no, oh no. Is it C? Oh no, oh no. Or sorry, I read that wrong. Is it C? Oh no, oh my. Or is it D? Lions and tigers and bears. Oh my.
I hope you stub your toe, Edward. What the hell are these options, man? All right, what kind of music is it?
I forgot to write that down. But while you're thinking, I can figure that out.
Oh no, oh no, oh me or my.
So there's oh, oh my, oh my. There's oh no, oh no. There's oh no, oh my. And then there's lions and tigers and bears, oh my.
Oh no, oh my, final answer. That's it.
Say it one more time.
Oh no, oh my, final answer.
That is correct.
Yeah.
So in 2005, under the name or under the band name The Jolly Rogers, which then quickly abandoned when it became clear that several other bands had already laid claim to that name, they quickly renamed themselves to Oh No, Oh My, thereby sensibly securing a name that no other band could ever possibly want for themselves. They are an indie rock band from Austin, Texas. So not far from where you're at.
So what's indie? Wichita Falls isn't that far either. Where is indie?
Indie's like...
Or what's indie? Not where's indie.
If I understand it correctly, it's like music that's like not... takes me back to saying mainstream. But it's like...
Like hipster people that music?
Don't record on like labels and stuff.
So it could be any kind of music, just not...
Here we go.
With the big
independent music, indie is short for independent music. Music produced independently from commercial record labels or their subsidiaries. All right, that is correct. So that secures your win in the game.
Hell yeah! Let's do the last one, though. I'm ready.
All right, last one. We have A.
If I get this, you have to do it shirtless. And if
I'm not doing it shirtless.
Okay, if I get this, I could imagine you shirtless.
Deal.
Okay,
so the last group is a metal band. So you have A, Archers of Loaf, B, Breakers of Bread, C, Shooters of Grain, or D, Ham and Cheese Sandwich.
I love a metal band named Ham and Cheese Sandwich. That'd be so funny. I think that'd be so great. Next up, you party rockers want to jam out and throw elbows in our mosh pit? Well, next we have the infamous Ham and Cheese Sandwich. I heard Archers of Loaf. What was the other two?
B, Breakers of Bread. C, Shooters of Grain. And D, Ham and Cheese Sandwich.
I kind of want to see Breakers of Bread because that sounds like almost religious. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I feel like metal is not sacrilegious. It's like kind of on the other side of the spectrum. So maybe they're saying it ironically. Archers of Loaf, I just imagine someone with a bow and arrow, but instead of arrows, they're just shooting out rye, shooting out wheat. Just a loaf of wheat. Suck it.
Yo, let me get a piece of that bread. All right.
Would you like some garlic toast with your fettuccine Alfredo, sir? Yes. All right, I'll get some from the kitchen. Watch out. Land straight in mouth.
Thank you.
Kind of like Breakers, bro. What was that third one?
Third one is Shooters of Grain.
Shoot or shoot, bro. Joey Burr. I'm gonna go Breakers of Bread. I think that's it. That makes sense in my mind.
Final answer.
Final answer. Breakers of Bread.
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
It is Archers of Loaf. Archers of Loaf. So singer guitarist Eric Bachman, guitarist Eric Johnson, and bassist Matt Gintling. and drummer Matt Price, all originally from Asheville, North Carolina, formed Anchors or Archers of Loaf in the early 1990s. Bachman was a saxophone major at Appalachian State University before dropping out.
Of course
out.
He was. With the last name Bachman, of course he majored in the saxophone.
Before no dropping other... out because he didn't want to be a band director. So
does that hit home?
It's okay. I love my job. All right. So since I lost, I now have to do a dramatic reading of the clean version of WAP, verse one.
Wait. So you said dramatic, like you're going to put like emotion into it?
Yes.
I'm excited.
Beat it up, baby. Catch a charge. Extra large and extra hard. Put this cookie right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top. I want to ride. I do a Kegel. I'm kind of wild. Look at my mouth and look at my thighs. This water is wet. Come take a dive.
Bars.
Tie me up like I'm surprised. Let's role play. I'll wear a disguise. I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Make me a dream. Make me a steam. Out in public, we'll make a scene. I don't cook. I don't clean. But let me tell you how I got this ring. Thank you.
It's like if I bought an audiobook to Cardi B's version of 50 Shades of Grey. That's pretty good, man. You should do it more often. You should start just going around in public and dramatically reading inappropriate songs. I won't lie. That did not sound clean. You said, put my cookie in your face. That's not...
I looked up the clean lyrics. And
if someone ever said, if someone ever told me, hey, let me put my cookie in your face, I don't think of an actual cookie. No, that's the last thing I think of is an actual cookie.
Well, the...
No Chips Ahoy in my face.
The
That's Chips of a Boy.
The alternative is Wet and Gushy, which is really not much better.
Wet and Gushy. Let's start a rap group, and one of us can be wet, and the other one can be gushy.
All right, dibs on Gushy.
Damn it. What's the boring name? God dang it, you beat me. All right, well, that's fair. Classic dibs rules. This little garage.
Yeah, man. So, good job on the game.
Pussy. Oh, my bad. I was supposed to say that. My bad. I was just saying the lyrics in my head and just came out.
Yeah, I could have thrown in gobble me, swallow me, trip down inside of me. But I was like, that's probably shouldn't. Not great. Not great.
You know what's been funny? What if we did like a Mad Libs of this song? So instead of curse words, we put like names.
I bet it exists. I'm going to find that for next episode. That sounds so funny.
That sounds so funny.
Yeah.
Name an adjective. Voluptuous. I want to put my voluptuous cookie in your face.
I bet that exists. I'm going to have to find that for
next episode. If it doesn't exist, we just found a way to get rich right there.
That's
a fucking great ass idea. Hit song Mad Libs. That's hilarious. Like Baby from Justin Bieber. Name a person and you can just say, like, I don't know, Ronald Reagan. I don't know how to say it in the Justin Bieber thing. Reagan.
Oh, man. But yeah, I think that's probably about it, huh?
I think you should reread the dramatic reading again. I think me and some of the listeners, we didn't hear it. We were busy.
I don't want to know why or how you were busy, but I guess that's probably going to be the end of the episode.
All right, then. All right, nerds. We'll talk to you on the flip side.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Check out we have this not only on Spotify and wherever else you listen, but also on YouTube. So check that out. It's the same thing.
If you don't want to waste your time just audio wise, you can waste your time visually too.
Exactly. It's a win-win.
Yeah, it's great. That's Ed.
That's Reno.
Peace out, Girl Scouts.
See you guys.